大家好。
Greetings to everyone.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Before we start, let's start with a word of prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们能够来到你面前去敬拜你。
Because we can come before you and worship you.
今天的经文，主耶稣挑战我们去思考我们怎么去投资我们的人生。
With this passage this morning, did Jesus challenge you as to how to actually lead our lives?
我们求主给我们一个受教的心。
We ask that you would give us a teachable heart.
你知道你的话语会改变我们。
Because we know that your word can change us.
不单只改变我们，也改变我们的家庭。
Not only would it change us, but also change our family.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. 这些买卖股票很厉害的人呢，我们有的时候会称他们为股神。
And for those people who actually really spend a lot of time buying and trading stocks, we sometimes call them the God of stocks.
有一次，一个记者问一个股神。
One time, a reporter asked someone, "This got a stock."
他说，别人最常问你的问题是什么呢
？What is the most frequently asked question to you regarding this?
如果你有一天见到一个股神，你会问他什么
？If you actually one time would face someone like that who is very good at or actually trading a lot of stock, what would you ask him?
他说最常问他的问题就是。哪一只股票好啊
？The most frequent question would be which stock would be best.
这个股神就继续说，他说这些人只是问错问题。
This God of stock would actually continue to say that they're asking the wrong question.
因为他说任何一只股票啊都可以让你赚大钱。
He said regarding what kind of stock you have, it can actually make you a lot of money.
真正的问题不是哪一只
The true question is not which stock
是什么时候
But which time
只要你知道什么时候去拥有什么时候去舍弃那么你就能够成为这个股市里面的一个大赢家
If only you know when to acquire the stock and when to get rid of it then you become a God of stock.
你其实呢，主耶稣也明白这个道理吧。
Actually, Jesus also understands this reason.
你知道呢，在主耶稣呢，在圣经里面呢，很多教训是跟财富、跟金钱是有关系的。
You see, a lot of teachings in the Bible has a lot to do with money and wealth.
今天我们刚刚看的这段经文呢，其实也是同一个道理。
Actually, the scripture we just read just now is based on the same principle.
股票跟人生其实有一个共通点。
And stock and our life, there is a common point.
你如果你希望成为人生的一个大赢家
If you want to be a winner in life,
你要知道什么时候你要拥有，什么时候你要舍弃。
You need to know that when do you actually acquire and when to abandon it.
那么呢今天呢我们就来看其实今天的主题呢是舍弃自己
Today's topic is denying yourself
那么呢在这段经文呢讲出三个重点就是舍己的必要舍己的困难还有舍己的智慧
The three points is actually the necessity and the difficulty and wisdom of denying yourself
所以呢，我们先来看第一个。
So actually, take a look at the first one.
就是讲到舍弃自己的这个必要。
And that is the necessity of denying yourself.
二十一节里面呢，前几章，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三天复活。
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and the third day be raised to life.
从此是指到之前发生的一件事情。
From that time on, refer to something that's happened.
就是我们上个礼拜讲到， 在十三到二十节里面呢，彼得承认耶稣就是基督，是神的儿子。
And that is referring to the passage we had last week, and that is, Peter recognized that Jesus is the Christ.
一直以来，门徒跟随耶稣这么多年，耶稣一直没有告诉他将来他要钉十字架，还有复活的事情。
And for all that time, Jesus never told his disciples that he would naturally be crucified and die on the cross and be resurrected.
但是为什么当耶稣门徒啊知道耶稣是基督是神的儿子以后，耶稣又才把这个事情告诉他们呢？
Why is it that after the disciples recognize Jesus as Christ, and did Jesus tell them all these things?
还有啊，耶稣其实是很尝试的告诉他们，我把这个时间、地点、凶手、结局都告诉他们。
Besides, Jesus gave a lot of details about the timing, the who killed him, and actually, and also all the details and told to the disciples.
那我们知道了，耶稣不单只要门徒知道他是基督。
And we know that not only Jesus wanted to the disciples want to know.That he is Christ.
他要知道，要他们知道基督真正的意义。
And also, he wanted to know the true meaning of being Christ.
那其实耶稣的时代跟我们现代的这些基督教书店呢是很像的。
And actually, during Jesus' time, it's not that different from us. Actually, the kind of the bookstore that they have access to is not that different from us.
你跑到一个基督教书店里面呢，你找到很多解经的书啊，还有这些属灵的书籍。
If you go into any Christian bookstore, you can actually you find a lot of actually books about explaining the scriptures and all.
但是很多呢都是乱七八糟，跟真理不符的。
But a lot of them actually are somewhat garbage and has nothing to do with the truth.
在这个耶稣的年代呢，你可能有听过有一些叫赤经。
And from that time, you may hear something called some kind of
apocrypha. 还有呢，有一些叫伪经。
Some may call it pseudo apocrypha.
这些书啊，影响当时耶稣年代的犹太人，他对基督的印象。
And these books affected the Jews how they interpreted the impression of Jesus.
Christ.
Of Christ.
基本上他们认为呢，基督就是一个政治上面的君王。
And they thought that Jesus would be a political king.
Christ would be, okay. 复兴以色列人。
Actually can lead to the Israelites revival.
但是这个是有旧约的根据。
There are some references according to the Old Testament.
但是这个不是完全的真理。
But this is not complete truth.
比方说他们忽略了基督就是这个弥赛亚的，他这属灵的方面的对以色列人的复兴。
For example, they left out Christ or the Messiah.His impact on the spiritual aspects.
所以耶稣在这里其实是告诉他们，基督啊，这位救主，他必须要经过受苦，后来才会得到荣耀。
And Jesus here tells them that Christ would actually go through suffering before they can have the glory.
但是我们还是要回到之前的一个问题。
But we still need to go back to the previous question.
为什么耶稣要门徒认识到基督受害的必要呢？
Why is it that they needed to know Christ's suffering? There's necessity for that.
那你想一想，圣经告诉我们哦，当一个人承认接受耶稣是基督是神的儿子，你有什么后果？
And you take a look at what the Bible says, that actually, if you recognize that Christ is Son of God, what kind of outcome would that be?
你就有永生了。
And you would have eternal life.
为什么一个他们的门徒已经有这样子的认识以后，他们都有永生了，还要去明白基督要受害这个事情呢？
With the disciples, they all recognize that they would have the eternal life, why would they also need to know that Christ would have to suffer?
咱明白一点呢，就是耶稣，你死了，你死是你的事情了。
To be perfectly blunt, you, they may say, Jesus, you go die as your business.
为什么你要告诉我们呢？
Why do you need to tell us?
还有就是将来这个事情发生的时候，我们都会一定会知道了。
And if that thing actually indeed happened, we would all know.
我想有两个原因。
I suspect there may be two questions.
二十一节讲到耶稣告诉门徒指示门徒的时候呢，他说这个事情是必须要发生的。
And that he told the disciples that this must happen.
这个就是告诉他们这个是父神的计划。
And that is to say that this is the will of God.
这个不是一个意外啊。
It's not an accident.
耶稣在约翰福音里面呢。 简直讲呢，他预先把这些事情告诉门徒，以知道他们不会跌倒。
Jesus in the book of John tell them that all this I've told you that you will not, the disciples won't fall away.
换句话说，耶稣把这个神父神的计划告诉他们，以知道他们知道，门徒知道了，他们没有信错了耶稣。
So Jesus told them all that the God the Father had planned so that they wouldn't know, they would think that, would not think that the, they believe in the wrong person.
但是还有另外一个更重要的原因。
A second more important reason.
就是24节里面呢，耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And that is what's in 24, he said, whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
你们看见呢，主耶稣不单只预言他必须要受死。
And did you not know, see that Jesus not only say that he would actually would die?
他要求他的门徒跟他一起去死。
He asked his disciples to actually die to and follow him.
所以你就见到在神的救赎计划里面。
So you see the God's grand plan
salvation.
And denying ourselves is not just a choice that Christians have.
舍己呢，是你每一个基督徒必须要经历的一件事情。
Denying ourselves is actually every Christian need to experience.
当门徒在 之前承认耶稣是基督的时候，
When the disciples previously recognized Jesus as the Christ,
其实他们就已经得救了。
Actually, they already been saved.
但是耶稣还是要求他们， 你们必须要舍己跟随我。
But Jesus still asked them, you must deny yourselves and follow me.
虽然信主跟舍己是两样不同的事情。
Even though believing in God and also denying yourself, it's actually two separate things.
但是舍己是信主的一个必然的后果。
And the denying yourself is a natural outcome of actually believing in Christ.
如果你记得呢，耶稣曾经讲过撒种的比喻。
If you recall the parable of the soil,
这些发苗的不是好的土壤。
In the seed that actually sprouted, it's actually not in good soil.
是这些结果子的才是好的土壤。
And actually the it's the ones that actually bear fruit that is a good soil.
你看彼得就是一个，你看彼得。
Take a look at Peter.
彼得不单只承认耶稣是基督，
Not only did Peter recognize Jesus is the Christ.
他也已经跟随耶稣
And he also had followed Jesus for some time.
但是耶稣还是要求他，你必须要舍己。
But Jesus still asked him, you must deny yourself.
你要背起你的十字架跟随我。
And take up your cross and follow me.
所以呢，舍己是每一个基督徒必经之路。
And to deny yourself is the path that every Christian need to take.
所以我们现在要想一想什么叫舍己呢？
So let's take a look at what it means by denying yourself.
舍己就是没有考虑自己的立场。
And denying yourself is actually not considering your own aspects.
你对自己说不。
And actually saying no to yourself.
写只是不体贴自己的意思。
And denying yourself is not taking care of your own concerns.
写只就是没有自己。
And denying yourself is actually no longer yourself.
在耶稣讲这句话里面，我们也看到了写只有另外的一个含义。
And actually, when Jesus said that, there's another aspect of denying yourself.
这个含义就是，你要背起你的十字架。
And that is you have to carry your cross, take up your cross.
在罗马的时代。
In the Roman times.
当一个人被判十字钉十字架的时候。
When someone has been sentenced to die on the cross.
这个犯人呢，必须要拿这个我们叫横的梁呢，就是这个 cross beam， 就是背起来。背到这个钉十字架的地方。
The one who's sentenced have to actually pick up the cross beam and carry it.
在这个过程里面呢，人家会嘲笑你。
And during this process, people would mock you.
可能呢会拿石头来打你。
Even to the point picking up the stones and stone you.
所以呢，背十字架的意思呢，不单只是讲不是。其实它不是讲一个重担这么简单。
In picking up carrying your cross is not only about a big huge burden.
也不是讲到你受苦这么简单。
And not just about suffering.
它是讲到一个人愿意放弃他的生命。
And that is someone who's willing to give up his own life.
他不爱惜自己的生命。
And actually no longer love his own life.
所以呢，背十字架是，你可以说是一种死亡。
And taking up the cross in a way is a form of death.
好像呢，保罗在加拉太书里面这样子讲。
Just like what Paul said in the book of Galatians.
因着十字架作我而论，是这已经钉在十字架上；就是这而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
In the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, the world has crucified me, and I to the world.
我小的时候啊，听过一个故事。
When I was little, I actually heard about this story.
讲到明朝呢，有一个很出名的将军呢，他叫洪承畴。
And in Ming Dynasty, there's a famous general's name is 洪承畴。
Okay, 他其实是我们叫兵部尚书，就是这个 Minister of War.
He's the Minister of War.
Okay, 那么呢，他就跟当时的满人呢去打仗。
And he was fighting with the Mongolian at the time.
Manchurian.
Manchurian.
Okay. 那么呢，有一次打仗的时候呢，就是满人呢就把他俘虏了。
And one time during the war, they captured him.
那么其实当时呢，这个清太宗王太极呢就很喜欢这个人的。
And actually, one of the Qing Dynasty leaders who actually really like this person.
所以呢，就很希望呢，他投降给满人。
They really wanted to him to turn himself and actually in for the Manchurians.
所以呢，就虽然把他关在监牢里面呢，但是呢，他送他黄金呢，送他美女。
And locked him up in the prison, tried to entice him with gold and women.
但是呢，这个洪承畴呢，他就表示效忠明朝。
And but this 洪承畴he actually claimed loyalty to the Ming Dynasty.
他绝食。
And actually, he refused to eat.
他送给他的东西，他都不要。
And everything that he was given to him, he denied it.
后来这个王太极想不到办法了，就派另外一个汉人跟他谈话。
So someone was sent to actually a Han person was sent to talk to him.
那么呢，这个人呢叫范文成，那么呢他进到他的监牢里面呢，什么都不谈，就谈历史。
And actually this person went into the prison cells and actually didn't talk anything else and actually only about history.
所以呢，他每一次见到他都在骂他。
But every time he saw him, the 洪承畴 just scolded him.
但是呢，这个范文成呢就发现一个事情了。
But this this one who, person who got sent to talk to him, he discovered one thing.
有一次，这个监牢上面的尘埃，掉在这个红尘囚的衣服上面。
And actually, one time the dust from the prison wall actually fell on the Hong Chang Chao's clothing.
那么他的反应是怎么样？
What is his reaction?
他马上把他，就是。 OK，弄走啊！He
immediately actually dusted off.
那么这个范文成就回去告诉这个满人的领袖。So
this guy reported to the Manchurian leaders.
他说，洪承畴不想死。And
Hong Chengchao, he didn't want to die.
他连他的衣服都不愿意弄脏。He
didn't even want to get his own clothing to be dirty.
你就知道他不想死了。You
know that he doesn't want to die.
所以最后果然这个洪承畴就投降满清。
So at the end, Hong Chengchao actually, actually defected to the Manchurians.
舍己就是没有自己。
And denying yourself is actually no longer care about yourself.
你不爱惜自己的生命。
You don't care about your own life.
只有这样子的人，你面对死亡的时候，你不会出卖神。
Only people like that, when you face death, you will not betray Christ.
耶稣告诉我们，舍己是每一个基督徒必经之路。
And Jesus told us that deny ourselves is actually the path that every Christian has to take.
所以我们现在要讨论就是舍己的困难。
So let's talk about the difficulty of denying yourself.
那当耶稣告诉门徒他要受害，还有三天后复活的时候。
So when he was Jesus told the disciples that he would die and actually rise up on the cross after 3 days later.
彼得就拉着耶稣说,
and Peter actually took Jesus aside.
只是骂耶稣说，他说主啊，万不可如此，只是必不临到你的身上。
In a way, actually, Peter was rebuking him and say, "This you can't happen. You cannot happen to you."
耶稣就转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”Jesus
turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan! You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns."
那舍己最大的困难，因为它是违反人的这个意思的。In
denying ourselves, it's actually difficult because it's denying a man's concerns.
爱是生命呢，是人的本能。
Loving is actually a human instinct.
人类能够活到今天，就是我们懂得怎么保护自己。
And human race live until today is because we have that human instinct to love ourselves.
所以对彼得来说，他说：“你知道人家要来杀你，当然你就要。” 逃离这个事情，不让这个事情发生呢？
Peter said, "If somebody trying to kill you, won't you want to flee and wouldn't allow this to happen to you?"
但是耶稣提醒彼得，
But Jesus reminded Peter,
你体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思，是一个错误的选择。
You are only concerned about man and not concerned about God. That's a wrong concept.
耶稣不是说呢，我们基督徒需要。 苦待自己才可以成圣。
Jesus is not saying that we have to mistreat ourselves so that we can become sanctified.
他是说我们必须要舍己。
He's saying that we must deny ourselves.
就是你要以天父的事为念。
And that is you need to be concerned about things of the Heavenly Father.
你要以主耶稣的心为心。
You have to be concerned about Jesus' heart as your heart.
当我们做决定的时候，我们要问自己。
When we're making decisions, we have to ask ourselves a question.
我们要把神的旨意放在我们的旨意上面。
Do you put our own desire and will above God's will?
你这个事情如果做出来的时候，有没有荣耀神？
If you do such and such, are you going to glorify God?
如果我做这个决定，会不会绊倒人？
If you're doing, making a certain decision, are you going to be a stumbling block?
如果我这样子反应的时候呢，会不会带来公义、平安、喜乐？
Whatever my reaction is it going to be bring about righteousness and joy?
所以呢，其实剪纸的，你要每天剪纸做决定呢，你要训练自己。
And if you are actually doing this every day, you train yourself.
你要训练自己写纸背持十字架。
And you train yourself to deny yourself, to and take up the cross.
否则你很容易就回到用自己的意思去做决定。
And then otherwise you would go back to using your own concerns to make decisions.
你不体贴神的事。
You are not be of concern of God's matters.
写纸另外一个困难就是
denying ourselves is actually another difficulty is
魔鬼会用所有的方法去让你不会写纸。
And Satan would use all kinds of methods so that you would not deny yourself.
有的时候呢，魔鬼会用你所爱的东西来绊倒你。
And sometimes Satan would use what you love to become a stumbling block to you.
那如果你想想，如果耶稣告诉彼得，那你要上耶路撒冷给人抓去钉十字架死掉。
And Jesus may say, tell Peter, you go up unto Jerusalem and actually be crucified and die.
彼得可能就说死就死吧。
And Peter might say, so what? I'm just going to die.
但是呢，当彼得听到是他所爱的人耶稣要给人杀死的时候
，But Jesus heard that when Peter heard that Jesus whom he loved will be killed.
他就希望保护耶稣。
He wanted to protect Jesus.
他不选择神的旨意。
He actually did not choose God's will.
只是魔鬼知道啊。
And actually, Satan knows.
一个人也许愿意为神牺牲生命。
And then someone might want be willing to give his life for Christ.
但是同一个人不一定会愿意，他所爱的人受到损害。
But the same person would not want the someone whom he loved to be hurt.
爱是人类最伟大的一个感情。
And love is one of the greatest feeling of humankind.
但是呢 ，C.S. Lewis 提醒我们爱的危险。
And but C.S. Lewis reminded the danger of love.
他说呢，当爱开始成为神的哪一颗，爱就开始成为一个恶魔。
And love begins to be a demon the moment he becomes to be a god.
他的意思就是，如果爱成为你最大的东西在你人生里面。
Here, what he means, his meaning is, if love becomes the greatest thing in your life.
比神更大。
It's greater than God.
其实你任何事情你都可以做得出来。
And you can do whatever things that.
你想想，很多人说，因为我爱国，所以我做这些事情。
And some people might say, because I love my country, so therefore I do such and such.
他说，因为我爱，比方说我的儿女，我的什么理想，所以我做这些事情。
Because I love my children, my ideals, so therefore I do so and so.
魔鬼不单只会用我们所爱的会绊倒我们。
Satan not only would use what we love as a stumbling block to us.
他会用你所爱的人绊倒你。
He might even use he would even use the people that we love as a stumbling block to you.
彼得就是一个耶稣所爱的人。
Peter is the one whom Jesus loved.
是从彼得的口长出来，告诉耶稣，其实你必须。没有这个必要钉十字架。
It's through Peter's mouth that he said, "You don't need to go on the cross."
你也可以成为基督了。
You're already a Christ.
这个提议其实跟马太福音第四章里面魔鬼试探耶稣所讲的内容是完全一样。
And this is actually this suggestion is no different from the temptation that the Satan said to Jesus in Matthew 4.
魔鬼用同一个招数去对待耶稣。
And actually, Satan used the same method to try to treat Jesus.
其实你想一想，人类犯罪的时候也是用同一个方法。
You actually stop and think when humankind sin, that's the same method.
魔鬼是怎么让亚当犯罪呢
？And how did Satan cause Adam to sin?
就是通过亚当所爱的夏娃。引诱他。
It's a through Eve whom Adam lives, who loves, as a way to tempt him.
魔鬼会用我们所爱的人告诉我们。
And Satan would use those whom we love as a talus.
舍己不是每一个基督徒都需要做的。
Denying yourself is not something that every Christian needs to do.
我看过参考书，他说，教会里面分开信徒跟门徒。
And the within the church here are the faith followers and also the disciples.
你做一个仅仅得救的信徒就可以啊。
You actually just become a plain Christian. That's good enough.
何必苦待自己，为了将来就是什么奖赏而努力呢？
Why actually mistreat yourself and actually to fight for the some of these eternal rewards?
许多基督徒都没有舍己啊。
A lot of Christians they did not deny themselves.
坐在你旁边的这个信主十多年的有没有舍己啊？
The one who is sitting next to you, has he actually denied himself?
这个牧师站在讲道的，你问他有没有舍己啊？
The pastor at the pulpit, you ask him whether or not he had denied himself.
为什么你要舍己？
Why do you need to deny yourself?
魔鬼会用尽一切的方法，希望神的儿女不会舍己。
And Satan would use all kinds of methods so that Jesus' disciples would not deny himself.
所以圣经提醒我们必须要警醒感受不住的祷告，免得惹了迷惑。
So therefore, the scripture reminds us to be alert and pray so that you don't fall away.
当耶稣责备彼得以后，
When Jesus called Peter,
他转过来就对每一个门徒说，
He turned around and said to all the disciples,
你们每一个人都要背起十字架跟随我。
You all have to pick up your cross and follow me.
但是讲完这个吩咐以后，他给了他们三个原因。
And after he gave this instruction, he told them three reasons.
他告诉我们为什么舍己是一个聪明的选择。
He told us why denying yourself is a wise decision.
所以我们现在来看那舍己的智慧。
So let's take a look at the wisdom of denying yourself.
舍己是一个聪明的决定。
And denying yourself is a wise decision.
第一个原因就在二十五节。
And the first reason is in verse 25.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必要得着生命。
For whoever wants to save the life will lose it, and whoever loses the life for me will find it.
那耶稣指出了生命是一个吊诡呀。
And Jesus pointed out life is a paradox.
吊诡的意思就是一个似非而是的一个解释。
And the paradox means actually something appears to be one way, but yet it's not.
你按平常的尝试去看呢，好像是不对哦。
It actually uses a common logic to see it is not quite correct.
但是其实它是对的。
But it's actually indeed is correct.
那二十五节里面呢有几个字你要去了解。
In verse 25, there are a few words you need to recognize.
第一，生命呢也可以翻译成为灵魂。
And life it can translate into your soul.
丧失呢就是讲到呢，你所拥有的东西现在失去了。
And actually lose it, and that is what you love with, if you lose it.
你拥有的 what you own.
What you possess with lose it.
得着了是讲到你找到了。
And actually getting a whole meaning, so you have found it.
所以二十五节是形容我们人生的一个心态。
And verse 25 describes a state of mind for men.
就是你舍不得。
And that is you really don't want to let go.
我们以为我们拥有生命。
We think that we own the life.
当我们见到我们的生命慢慢的消失的时候，
But when you see our life gradually fade away,
我们会想尽一切的方法去防止这个生命离开我们。
And we do everything we can to stop this life from leaving us.
你有没有发觉就是这些退休啊，这些卖这些抗衰老的药的广告。
And have you not noticed that some of these advertising when it comes to retirement or actually anti-aging drugs.
这些演员呢，其实都是很年轻的，他的化妆成为一个老年人。
And actually, the actor and actresses are actually young people having makeup to be like an old person.
他们的内容都是一样。
And actually, the content are all the same.
你虽然七十岁。
Even though you're 70 years old.
但是你可以好像一个年轻人一样。
But you can be like a young person.
你可以征服这个阿拉斯加。
And actually, you can conquer
Alaska. 你可以去玩这些 zip line.
You can actually go play this zip line.
你可以享受你的黄金的人生。
You can enjoy your golden ages.
就好像你三十、四十岁一样。
Just like when you're 30 or 40 years old.
只要你现在努力的投资。
And if only you would invest aggressively today.
如果你努力的做运动 ，keep fit.
If you actually just lots of exercise and stay fit.
如果你吃我们公司的这个药，你就可以了。
If you actually would take the medication that we have, this drug that we have, then you can do it.
那当我们见到我们人生慢慢的消失的时候
，When we're seeing our life gradually fade away,
我们就希望防止它的逝去。
And we want to stop and so that we won't lose it.
但是耶稣提醒我们一件事情。
But Jesus reminds us of this one thing.
如果你的人生就是这样子的话
，If your life is just like that.
你到最后啊，你会全盘失去你的生命。
At the end, you would totally lose your life.
你会并且失去你的生命的意义。
And you also lose that the meaning of your life.
但是当你愿意投资，你把你的生命放在耶稣的手里面。
But if only you actually put your life in Jesus' hands.
你愿意为耶稣放弃你的生命。
Willing to give up your life for Jesus,
你才会找到生命的真正的意义。
Then you will find the true meaning of life.
二十五节里面告诉我们
，In verse 25 tells us,
其实人从来没有拥有这个生命。
Actually, man who never really owned this life.
你不知道一个满足的生命是什么一回事。
You don't know what the fulfilling a life is all about.
直到你把你的人生放在耶稣的手上。
It's when you actually put your life in Jesus' hands.
你才会找得到。
Then you'll find life.
为什么有人炒股票会自杀呢？
Why would some people when actually invest in stock end up committing suicide?
这是股神给我们一个结论呢。
This is God of stock gave us this conclusion.
就是他们不懂得舍弃。
And that is they do not want to know when to abandon it.
当他们见到他的股票，跌了50% 的价值的时候
，When they saw their stocks drop 50% of its value，
他没有马上把它卖掉
，did not dump it。
他们想尽办法就是要挽留这个价值
，And they would actually try all kinds of ways to hold on to that value。
其中的方法就是投资更多在这个股票上面。
One of the methods is actually even buy even more in the stocks.
但结果最后就失去一切了。
At the end, you lose everything.
你今年几岁啊？
How old are you today, this year?
50?
50?
那如果你是50岁的时候，你生命已经失去了50%的价值了。
If you're actually a 50-year-old, you lose about 50% of its value.
这个是我给多的你的价值了。
I'm already inflating that for you.
耶稣劝我们。
And Jesus advises,
立刻把这个生命好像这个股票一样完全卖掉。
You rather just like these stocks, just sell it all.
你为耶稣的缘故舍己的时候
，And for the sake of Christ, you actually give up your life.
你会找到真正的生命。
Then you truly find life.
但是如果你一直紧紧地找着生命的时候
，But you truly just hang on to life.
你最后一定会失去。
And at the end, you will lose everything.
26、27节是解释为什么你仅仅找着生命的时候，你一定会失去生命呢
？In verse 26 and 27, tell us that when you're trying to hang on to life, how you end up losing it.
26节讲到，人若占得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What could it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
你要问一个问题，为什么我站在全世界的时候赔偿生命，还是一个亏本的选择呢？
And why is it that when you actually gain the whole world and actually still a losing proposition?
那这个就证明呢，世界还有世界上面的东西不等于生命了。
And this proves that the world and things of the world does not equate to life.
但是我们很多人还是相信。
But a lot of people still believe in that.
当你有一个漂亮的房子，你就有一个温馨的家庭。
They equate a grand house as a warm home.
当你穿名牌的衣服的时候，你就等于你有人的尊重。
And you wear the famous brand clothing that you can win others' respect.
当你有一个美丽的外表的时候，你就等于你有对方的真爱。
And then if you have the just external beauty, that you actually gain true love from others.
当你年老的时候，你就会知道啊，所有这些吃喝玩乐不等于生命。
And when you actually get to be older, you see that all these great things in life does not equate to life.
二十六节里面还提醒我们一件事情。
Verse 26 also reminds us one thing.
就是你人不可以永远拥有这个世界。
And that man cannot hold on to life in this world forever.
因为我们每一个人都会死。
Because we're all going to die.
你死的时候就是你赔偿自己生命的这一天。
The day you die is when you actually give up your own life.
这个就是为什么写只是一个很聪明的一个选择。
And that is why denying yourself is a wise decision.
无论你喜不喜欢今天你所听到的事情，你有一天都必定要赔偿自己的生命的。
Regardless of whether or not you like what you hear today, one day you're going to actually have to put up your own life.
因为圣经说啊，罪的代价的工价就是死。
Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death.
但是如果你愿意把你必定失去的生命放在耶稣的手里面的时候，
But if you actually take the life that you're going to eventually give and put it into Jesus' hand,
耶稣说你必得着生命。
And Jesus said for sure you will gain life.
这个就好像如果你有一间卖菜的公司，
And then that is, for example, you have a grocery store.
年年亏本。
And you lose money every year.
但是有一天 Amazon 说，
But one day Amazon come to you.
他说我要卖菜。
Well, I want to buy a grocery.
我要把你买下来。
I want to buy you up.
你愿不愿意把你手上所有的股票卖给我？
Are you willing to give up all your stock to me?
你会怎么回答？
What would your answer be?
那你当然问，那么 Amazon 你出什么价钱呢？
You might ask Amazon, what kind of price are you going to give me?
这个就是27节告诉我们了。
And this is what verse 27 tells us.
人子要在父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done.
二十七节提醒我们一个事情。
Verse 27 reminds us one thing.
不单只生命有结束的一天。
Not only life has its one day to be ended.
还有这个世界也有结束的一天。
And the world would also end one day.
这个就是耶稣回来的这一天。
This is the day when the Jesus comes back.
他回来的时候就会审判全世界的人。
And when he comes back, he will judge all men on this earth.
会按照我们的行为去审判我们。
According to deeds to judge us.
那你知道二十七节呢？我们叫它是一个改变游戏规则的一个事情，就是一个 game changer.
In verse 27, you consider that to be a game changer.
因为当你明白人生不是你死的这一刻，就好像灯一样消灭的时候。
And when you actually recognize life is not something you die, that is when the light bulb goes on.
人生还有后来的。
There is actually a second part of life.
人死后还有审判。
And then after we die, there will be judgment.
你就会完全改变你投资你生命的方法。
And that will change how you invest your life.
你会甘愿把 为耶稣舍己。
You will be willing to deny yourself for Christ.
你会把你这个暂时在你手上这个人生放在耶稣的手上面。
You would put the temporary life that you have in Jesus' hand.
因为你剪指做的时候，耶稣说你就会找到永生了。
Because Jesus said, this is when you actually find eternal life.
那耶稣怕门徒啊，就是怀疑将来这个世界的美好。
Jesus was worrying that the disciples would doubt the benefit of the future life.
所以呢，在二十八节呢，他就说：“我实在告诉你们，站在这里的人，有人在没尝死未以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。”
In verse 28, it's right there. Some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
耶稣应许门徒，你会见到天国的荣耀。
And Jesus promises disciples that you will see the glory of the kingdom of heaven.
我想这一段的话改变了彼得。
I would think that this verse changed Peter.
在罗马的教区有一个教会。
In the outskirts of Rome, there is a church.
就是这个Dominico Venus 这个教会啊。
This church of Dominico Venus.
那翻成中文呢，就是主往那里去教会。
And translated as Lord, where are you going?
但传说啊，彼得当他面对逼迫的时候呢，他从罗马就逃亡出来。
And the story has it, Peter under persecution, he was running away from Rome.
跑到这个地方的时候呢，他就见到耶稣。
And at this location, he ran into Jesus.
他就问主啊，你往哪里去？
And he asked, Lord, where are you going?
耶稣就回答说，
And Jesus replied,
我回去罗马重钉十字架。
I'm going back to Rome and be crucified again.
彼得听了以后，他就跑回原路，面对这个逼迫。
And when Peter heard it, he returned back in the same path and face persecution.
他最后是给人倒过来钉十字架钉死的。
And at the end, he was crucified on the cross upside down.
你今年几岁呢？
How old are you this year?
你什么时候才愿意为耶稣舍己？
And when will you be willing to deny yourself for Christ?
圣经告诉我们有两个事实。
And the scripture tells us two facts.
人人必有一死。
And that everyone will die eventually.
死后且有审判。
And then after the death there is be judgment.
这两条问题你怎么回答？
How do you answer these two questions?
彼得的答案就是他相信耶稣是基督。
And Peter's answer is, he trusts that Jesus is the Christ.
但是还有哦，他愿意为耶稣舍己。
And also he is willing to deny himself for Christ.
因为他知道舍己是一个最聪明的投资。
Because he knew that denying himself is the wisest investment.
他现在的生命有一天必定会失去了。
His life today actually will eventually will lose it.
但是如果他为主舍己的时候，他就会找到这个永生。
And when he denied himself, he would find true life.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you.
我希望主耶稣今天的教训会提醒我们。
I trust that actually your Jesus' teaching would teach us.
做一个好的投资。
So that we would make a good investment.
以致到我们人生走到尽头的时候，我们不会赔偿我们的生命。
And that when we actually reach the end of life, that we would not forfeit our life.
我们会因为我们为主舍己的时候找到这个生命。
That we, when we actually deny ourselves for Christ, that we find life.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.